Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Jane Metzler, and here's what's happening. A young woman who was shot and nearly killed outside a North Philly convenience store 2 years ago still suffers from a debilitating brain injury. And now the woman who pulled the trigger will be spending at least a decade behind bars. Here's KYW's crime and justice reporter Christian Johansson.
Caitlin Patterson will spend 10 to 20 years in prison for trying to kill Jaden Gunter, a new college grad who ran an errand one Sunday morning with her boyfriend to a corner store and ended up shot in the head, her life forever changed. Authorities say in July of 2022, Patterson got into an argument with the boyfriend inside the store and then came out and fired several times at their car, coming around the side of the car and shooting Gunter one time in the head as she lay motionless. Her parents told the court their daughter coded twice in the hospital, was in a coma, and went through about a dozen surgeries, having to relearn to walk and talk. They say she now has severe brain damage, suffers intense grand mal seizures, and has a concave depression in her head. The victim's mother called the shooting inhumane and rhetorically asked Patterson, who's also a mother of a young child, how she would feel if someone did this to her child. She added that her daughter, who should now be in a master's program, is instead in a lifelong prison of her own. Patterson said she was sorry to the family and wished the victim was in court so she could apologize face to face, then adding, "Mistakes happen," and said that she carried a gun because she was coming out of an abusive relationship and had just had a child. In addition to the prison term, Judge Tamika Washington ordered 2 years probation and anger management classes. Kristen Johansson, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
A teen in critical condition after being shot several times on board a SEPTA bus in Fairhill. KYW's Nigel Thompson has the details.
Police say there's still a lot to figure out about at least one shooting that happened in Fairhill around 6:16 Friday night. Around that time, they say a 17-year-old was shot multiple times aboard a SEPTA bus at 3rd and Allegheny. The teen is currently at Temple Hospital in critical condition.
The bus driver, in an effort to protect the lives of the individuals on the bus, and there were approximately 30 people on the bus at the time of the shooting, continued to drive a couple of blocks more.
Police Inspector D.F. Pace told NBC 10 that the driver relayed the info back to SEPTA HQ, who called police and nearby officers responded. No one else on the bus was injured.
Based on the information that we have, the shooter or shooters fled the bus and got into a silver-colored Hyundai. Police saw a silver Hyundai matching the description of the car that we believe was involved in the shooting and gave chase.
Pace said after a short chase, it crashed into a parked car outside a corner store at 5th and Glenwood. The driver was taken into custody, and police say they're still looking for another individual that fled the car. Police found a weapon in the area of 3rd and Allegheny outside a Crab Shack on the corner, but it is unclear if it is connected to the shooting. Pace said repairs need to be made to the SEPTA bus before they can review surveillance footage. I'm Nigel Thompson, KYW News Radio, 103.9. FM.
Police say a man is dead after a shooting this morning in West Philadelphia. They tell us it happened just after 9:30 inside a home on 52nd Street near Thompson. They say a 25-year-old man was shot several times in the chest and stomach. He was taken to the hospital but pronounced dead shortly thereafter. Police offering a $20,000 reward for any information leading to an arrest or conviction. Philadelphia police say they are revamping the block party application review process and hope to have new standards in place by next summer. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb reports.
Police have approved more than 80% of the block party applications they've reviewed since 2021, according to testimony before Council's Public Safety and Streets Committee. But Deputy Commissioner Fran Healy acknowledged that doesn't matter if you're on a block whose permit is denied.
There may be times when members of the community feel the process is arbitrary or lacking in transparency.
He says that's why the department is reviewing the process to make it more consistent and impartial. That's also why council members called the hearing. Councilman Jeffrey Young says he gets frequent calls from residents who feel their block is being treated unfairly.
They say, well, it was because of criminal activity, but some of those blocks have not had criminal activity at all, right? I think it's just we live in North Philly, and so because we live in North Philly, we're all stereotyped. We're just bound to have criminal activity.
Healy said there are criteria, including the number of calls for service on a block as well as actual crimes committed, but he said new procedures may include providing a written rationale and an automatic second-level review if a permit is denied. Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM. FM.
And that's the All Local. I'm Jane Metzler. Listen anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.